This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Maybe gonna hold her tight,
gonna grab some afternoon delight. We ask this question, it's Valentine's Day, the love is flowing. Who's the most beloved sports figure in Portland? If I ask you that question right away, who's the first name that comes to your mind?
You'd think it's Dame, but it's Brandon.
Oh, really?
It's Brandon.
I think it's...
I don't think anybody has a higher approval rate, even with a shorter time period, than Brandon.
I think it is, rest in peace, Bill Walton. I think Bill Walton...
Also acceptable.
I think Bill Walton, in his time in Portland, was short.
Also short. And it ended... messy.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is like there was a separation of
yep.
player from not only team but community. Like, well,
even Brandon's got messy too with the Timberwolves stuff.
Yeah, but it didn't separate him from the community wholly, in the sense of like it got messy between Brandon and Paul.
Yeah.
I don't think it ever got messy between the fans, because there was a time where Bill Walton was out on the Blazers as an organization.
Well, yeah, and he called out the medical staff, and he called out, yeah.
And he wouldn't even consider like taking acknowledging or recognizing anything other than Maurice Lucas.
And I think with both of those guys, though, with Brandon and Bill, it was that fans also understood, though, that their knees gave way, and the Blazers were like, or feet and knees for Bill. But it was... there was this understanding of, yeah, we understand where your frustrations are, and if you want to keep playing, you got to keep playing. You can go and do it somewhere else, right? Dame demanding a trade out. I mean, that's why, like, you would think that Clyde would be in that conversation. Clyde's never going to come into anybody's mind.
No.
I mean, his son wants a statue built of Clyde Drexler here. I think a lot of fans are like, he's got Drexler Drive.
He's got a street.
And that's pretty good for him here.
Considering how it ended.
Yeah, considering how it ended. Yeah. Brandon is so interesting because he was very reluctant to come back for several years as well. Very similar to Bill Walton.
Different reason, but yeah.
But it doesn't matter. He still didn't want to come back here. And it was a long time before he actually came back into the building.
Yeah.
And
until 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Officially.
Think of that.
He came once 3 years ago. Unofficially, like the team knew he was there.
He snuck in, but yeah, it wasn't like a public situation going on. But Dame could have a statue here eventually. And
he will.
If he ever, well, we don't have any, so I don't think we can sit there and say he'll have a statue. There's none.
I'd be willing to place a very sizable wager that he will have one.
Yeah, yeah. Boy, that one being the first one would be interesting.
I think they would do a couple.
Yeah,
I think it would probably be Dame, Walton, Shawn's.
Walton and Shawn's is another interesting one.
Do we have any room in here for a Kersey or a Duck?
Oh, no. That was after...
Jerome was always my favorite player,
I was just going to say, Jerome and Duck, for both very different reasons. Jerome, not that he wasn't a great person, because he was, but Duck was gregarious in public. I mean, just... anybody that ever interacted with Duck?
Yep.
I've never, ever run into anyone with a bad Kevin Duckworth story. Ever.
I think this is a good one, too, and it kind of goes outside, but in...
Should we pull this?
Yeah, sure. But I think if you want to talk about impact on the area, and you want to talk about the impact of the sport that they were involved with... this text on the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. Beloved but criminally underrated Clive Charles. Rest in peace.
Oh, yeah.
In the soccer community, not just at the University of Portland, But going way back
Timbers
into the Timbers day, like Clive Charles and the impact that he has with it, whether it's FC Portland and how that continues now to the impact of what he did at the University of Portland for soccer, and then the game of soccer in Portland, Soccer City, mm-hmm. right?
I went to school with his daughter.
It was, that was really,
yeah.
that was a, he was a huge part of that community, the soccer community. And he is criminally underrated in that regard. I'm not a soccer guy, but I know Clive Charles, yeah. and he's got a mural, up, by Providence Park. I think on, God, I don't know what the name of that building is anymore.
I don't know.
But yeah, Clive Charles is, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. But I think if you're going the most beloved, it's going to be a Blazer, somebody associated with the Blazers, most likely, whether it is Dame, Bill Walton is mine. Brandon Roy for a lot of people is.
Brandon's the only, mildly emotional, Brandon's the only player that has ever made me cry.
Okay.
The only, so like that, that what he did in that game four against Dallas was so just nuts, knowing what he was dealing with. And that, that to me will always have that, that emotion. Like, don't get me wrong, Dame's accolades are insane and I love him.
Yeah. That's the thing with Brandon, is that the success as a team,
not wasn't there,
not
but
there,
his connection to the community in such a short period.
Well, it was tearing the Blazers out of the abyss of the mm-hmm. Jailblazer era, and he was the poster boy for that. And like the guy who, if you want to say, is we talk about criminally underrated, Clive Charles is up there. LaMarcus Aldridge needs to be up there because he's not beloved here.
No,
but he is criminally underrated because everybody just points to Brandon Roy and forgets
that the other
about
guy that was here
LaMarcus
was nine
Aldridge.
For years,
and over those years was dominant too.
I mean, LaMarcus for me is on the Mount Rushmore of Trailblazers.
Yeah.
Like that's
really,
yeah, 100%.
I wouldn't go that far. I mean, you're talking four best players.
Dame, Bill, Clyde, LaMarcus.
Dame, Bill, Clyde, and LaMarcus. Mm-hmm. Boy. It's pretty damn good.
I mean, who was better than LaMarcus? Other than those three guys, legitimately, like take everything else aside, who was better than him?
I think if you though, if you go out and you say, "All right, team success in their era, mm-hmm. what they did for their team."
Sure, you could talk about Terry or
you
or,
got Terry Porter, Maurice Lucas mm-hmm. Would be on there mm-hmm. as well. I think that Dr. Jack would probably be on there as well as a coach
sure.
because of how damn successful he was as the head coach of the Trailblazers. But yeah,
LaMarcus is going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
LaMarcus is going to be in the Hall of Fame. How many Blazers are in the Hall of Fame?
Hmm.
With the majority of their career as Trailblazers.
Yeah. From just the play standpoint, mm-hmm. I see exactly where you're coming from. But listen, everything else is what came with it, and that's why he's one of the most criminally underrated.
I know where I'm one of the foremost LaMarcus Aldridge appreciators.
Yeah,
like, I am fully aware of that. Like when you talk about criminally underrated, he is one of the most he is the most criminally underrated Trailblazer.
Yeah,
full stop. He was incredible.
Yeah, man, it's a good point. That's a good point. All right, 50. Where does Tonya Harding rank on the beloved Portland sports figures? At one point, she would have been up there.
She would have been mile high.
And then the Nancy Kerrigan thing happened.
Unless you, really,
that's pretty bad. That's
unless
a perfect
you,
one.
Unless you really don't like Nancy Kerrigan.
Yeah. So maybe does Brooke like Tonya Harding then? Because if you don't know this one, Nancy Kerrigan would not take a picture with her.
Sign an autograph.
Or sign an autograph. Oh, Nancy. All right. 503-864-6326. I would vandalize the Dame statue if they put it up. That texture coming in. I would spell the word Miami and dog poop on it. That's a little aggressive. What if Dame comes back and finishes his career in Portland?
If he has it his way, he will.
Yeah. If he comes back and he finishes his career in Portland, will that win back other people?
The people that left?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
some of them. He'll peel off some. He'll peel off some of them. We all know pettiness and grudges. It runs deep.
They do.
It runs deep.
As an aside, LaMarcus is a 5-time All-NBA player.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
He's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Everybody gets in that Hall of Fame, too. Well, that Basketball Hall of Fame is full.
Oh, I mean, if you hit 5-time All-NBA,
yeah, you in.
It's basically you're in.
Three of them in Portland?
Let's see. Three in Portland.
Three in Portland,
including 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 All-Star appearances in Portland.
Okay.